Well, this Men's Watch program, it's probably something that freaks most blokes out, but at the end of the day, what it is, it's a training program where it's all men and where you learn new knowledge and skills, and that'll enable you to be a bit more helpful when it gets tough for your mates.
Men aren't known to be that forthcoming when it comes to talking about their emotions. Does having an all-male group change that?
Yeah, it does. One of the things that is often said is you blokes, you men, don't talk enough, and that's kind of true. But to be honest with you, there's things that we do when we talk, and that's we'll be one-on-one, we'll be with someone we trust, and it'll be while we do something. So if you put those three things in place, you'll discover that most men will talk about the real serious things that matter to them. The best part about a group is you can transfer information quickly to a larger group. But when men want to talk, and they want to talk seriously, they generally won't do it in a group setting. They'll do it one-on-one with someone they trust while they do something. You talk to most blokes, they'll tell you that that's how it is.
So does the Men's Health, Men's Watch program facilitate that one-on-one kind of discussion?
Yeah, what the Men's Watch program does, it gives information to men about how things are done a little better. So we give information that make a difference when it gets tough.
And what are some of those things that you teach people?
Well, for example, right now where I live, it's dry, very dry, and we're looking for a hot weekend which will put make difficult decisions for people that they'll need to make. And so this is like being powerless. You can't do anything about it. So when a man becomes powerless, certain things happen. And so in our program, we teach about that and ways through it.
I guess what is your message to farmers out there at the moment who are struggling on the farm with what's going on, but also mentally struggling?
These are not easy times, and anyone who's already put their money out to grow a crop and then look like losing it, I think that's nearly worse than not having anything in the start. So when you've nearly got it and then you lose it, and it's nothing you can do about it. So a man once said to me, knowledge is no burden to carry when you learn, and I think that's wise. So to take on some learning, understand what's going on for you. Realise it'll have an effect on your body. So, you'll possibly feel stressed. You may feel depressed. You might feel anxious. So learn about what these things are. They're not things that necessarily we need to be frightened of anymore. You know, we can get our head around it and learn from it and get some assistance with it.
And I guess the big thing is that farmers have always struggled with tough seasonal conditions. It's something that you guys deal with all the time. Does that make it any easier?
No, I don't think it does. We are a resilient lot, and some of the most people I admire most are farming people. I've got great friends in the Mallee where I ran this program Men's Watch in the 06 drought, and there's special people up that way who I have the deepest respect. So far from feeling less than, we blokes could stand up and say we're well and truly up to the task.
When you rolled out the program in 2006 in the Mallee when it was really tough, what were some of the things that people took out of it?
I can relay a story. I was talking to a guy just the other day, and he told me where he'd picked up something from the group, something that had come out in one of the meetings that we'd had, and he said it was around this one-on-one with someone you trust while you do something. So he'd noticed that a neighbour had, wasn't on top of things, and I'm not sure exactly what he meant by that, but he thought he'd go and help. So what he did, he went over and offered some help, and I think they did fencing for half a day. So remember this, we blokes will talk best when we're one-on-one, someone we trust while we do something. And generally it's not sitting in a room looking across to someone who knows more than us, but it can happen that way. So this was a really warming story of a practical move that happened as a result of learning things through the Men's Watch program.
Rick, at the moment, the Men's Watch program is pretty much just in South Australia. Would you like to roll out the program across the border into Victoria?
Yeah, I sure would. I mean, one of the exciting things about what's happened here in South Australia over time is there's nearly 2,000 people who've been through the program. And I'm really looking forward to moving into Victoria or wherever the need is, because I've just got complete confidence in the program. Farmer myself, you know, I've worked through my own mental ill health things, and I just know that this will make a difference, not just for the short term, but for the long term. You know, it's really great to be a part of something that invests time and resource for the long term. It'll make a difference.
Rick, as you said there, you've dealt with your own mental health issues, which is obviously, you know, a significant kind of challenge for anybody, and to come out and to help people is even bigger of a challenge. You've also recently quit your job, and this is now your full-time gig, is that right?
Sort of, yes, I suppose. Look, what I know to be true is occasionally you come off, you find something that's worthwhile, and I just believe I can do this and do it well. And I think I can make a difference, and it's worthy of a bit of time. So unfortunately, there's no funding down this road, but, you know, it's so good to be able to do good. That's what I believe. I think it's almost harder to come out and talk about being, you know, having had a mental condition than it is to come out and say you're homosexual or lesbian. It still has enormous stigma. You know, it will turn, it will come to an end. There's no more shame with depression or anxiety or any other thing than anything else. It's just a condition. And I'm looking forward to the years ahead to watch these times, you know, watch it change. I perhaps would just make one comment, you know, for those of us who live with mental ill health, I'm often asked, you know, what's the hardest thing? And I can remember once I had to go off to hospital. And people would say, well, you know, how hard's that? And I'd say, well, actually, it's not too bad. The hardest thing's coming home, because you're never quite sure just how you're going to be received. And so our community's been wonderful to me, and my family's been supportive and caring, and that's why I'm who I am today. What's got me through has been undeserved love. Yeah, grace. That's what's nailed me, and that's what's healed me, got me well. Anyone who's been on the received that or has copped that know how healing that is. The other thing that's pretty good, being a country fella, is sun on your back and in your face and dew on the grass and fresh air. They're all pretty good things. They're very healing. So, I feel privileged to live in the country. And I feel privileged to be a part of the Men's Watch program, knowing that, you know, it will make a significant long-term difference.